From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Carter Bird.
Last week, Auburn football returned to action with a 30-17 win against Tennessee at home. This week, the Tigers turned their attention to their cross-state rival Alabama for the Iron Bowl. Head coach Gus Malzahn says this week is different.
This isn't a normal game. I mean, this is the Iron Bowl. And like I said, this game, I first coached in this game in 2009 as a coordinator. People would tell me what it was like in this. And you've got to experience it to fully understand it and get a grasp of it, and it changes you. And I know after that first year, it changed me. And this is something that here at Auburn, I know me personally, I think about it 365 days a year.
Sophomore quarterback Bo Nix says this week just means more.
Probably you play as hard as you've ever played in a game in your entire life just because of how much it means. And obviously there's a lot of kids going to school on Monday that are going to have to put up with a lot of crap whichever way it goes. And so as an Auburn fan growing up that way, several times at school you go and there's a lot of people talking and a lot of people who obviously aren't even close to associated with the school that wear an Alabama shirt just because they bought it at the store. And so that's the kind of stuff that you got to put up with. And most people don't understand that. I mean, there's a lot of people that do come in from out of state and just come to play football at Auburn, Alabama, and just come because of the program and what it means. And then when they get tossed in the rivalry, they kind of, their eyes are opened and they kind of see what it's all about. And so it's definitely a huge rivalry, the biggest in college football. And probably one of the biggest in sports, just period. But obviously, you just got to play extremely hard and refuse to lose.
With Nix preparing for his second Iron Bowl, Malzahn thinks his quarterback has grown a lot and is ready for the challenge.
We talk every week. In our league, especially the head coaches and the quarterbacks, I believe to be successful, they've got to be extremely close. And it was a tough go, but, he bounced back. We talked about it, and he bounced back just like I knew he would. And he's playing extremely well right now. And, I think you've seen him grow and get better each game. You know, he's still learning a new coordinator, a new offense, and you've seen him grow. And so I think he's in a good spot, here finishing the season now.
Auburn goes into this year's Iron Bowl as a big underdog against number one Alabama. Junior safety Jamian Sherwood says that's just how he likes it.
I would say I like it. It just gives us an extra boost. Just another reason why we should go even harder. But I don't think we get too into rankings and stuff like that, like outside opinions. Like I said, we just worry about us and focus on what we need to do. Because at the end of the day, we know what we need to get done and we know how to do it. So we just focus on ourselves.
This year, Auburn's defense will take on Alabama's offense, led again by quarterback Mac Jones. Malzahn says Jones looks more experienced this time around.
Well, you can tell he's got more experience. I mean, I thought he did a solid job last year, especially when he had time. But, you see he's really confident. I tell you what, their offensive line, they're probably one of the best that I've seen in our league. I mean, they're really, really good at the run blocking, and they do very good at the protection. And when they're able to run the football, and then they do their play action, off of it, they do a great job protecting him. And the thing that really stands out to me is just the rhythm, the timing of his throwing, with his receivers. You can tell he's more experienced.
Auburn's kicking game was vital to Auburn's win last season. Junior kicker Anders Carlson likes where the kicking game is going into this matchup.
Yeah, no, we've put a solid few games together, and I'm happy. As a specialist, you want every rep to be perfect. And so whether it's kickoff, punt, field goal, I think we've cleaned up a lot of stuff. I think just training in different environments during practice, if it's a wet ball or training in the wind as much as possible has helped us a lot. But I'm very excited for the entire group and the way we're performing.
Coverage of Saturday's game begins at 11:30 a.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will be on CBS at 2:30 p.m. Back with more Auburn Athletics after this for Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP. providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance. And providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Auburn men's basketball returns today against St. Joe's in Fort Myers, Florida. After the initial season opening tournament in Orlando was canceled, head coach Bruce Pearl said the program worked with Gonzaga to make the best of a bad situation.
Play Thursday at 3:30. And then we've got a really quick turnaround after we playing St. Joe at 10 o'clock against Gonzaga. And, you know, it's not an ideal situation. But, you know, when Orlando canceled and we weren't going to be in that field, Gonzaga was in the field. And so Mark called me and said, hey, would you still be interested in playing? And I said, absolutely. And, you know, why would you turn down the opportunity to play the number one team in the country? Even though, I mean, I've got the youngest team I've ever had. I think it's really great that in the early season, our guys are going to get a real look at the best team that we might play in the next year or two, and that's this year's Gonzaga team. So, from that standpoint, it's an opportunity to see where we are. And as you know, I always talk about early in the season, get exposed. We need to get exposed. What are we good at? What are we going to struggle in? And then, you know, what do we need to do to try to make the adjustments to try to get better?
Pearl also said St. Joe's is a tough opening opponent for his team.
Good size, great, really good three-point shooting team. The Atlantic 10 is good. You remember Richmond last year when we played, how well we played down at the Barclays Center and beat Richmond in that championship? You remember St. Louis? We played St. Louis and, you know, it was a last possession win up in Birmingham. Those are two of the best teams. Remember Davidson? We beat Davidson and Navy. So we actually played three Atlantic 10 teams a year ago. Got all of them. Look, I think St. Joe's going to have a good year. I think St. Joe's is going to be right. Richmond is the class of that league. But St. Joe's going to make – St. Louis is probably next. St. Joe going to make some noise. They'll be in the top three or four. And so, good size, great three-point shooting. Can we disrupt them? Can we bother them with our length? Can we bother them with our size and our athleticism? And then on the offensive end, can we take advantage of some of the things that they like to do defensively? So it's a good matchup for us. I guess my greatest concern right now is guarding them. That would be my number one concern. Can we guard them? Well, if we can guard them, I think we can get on the other end and score.
Coverage of today's game starts at 3 p.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will be on FS1. Tomorrow, the Tigers take on number one Gonzaga. Coverage begins at 9:30 a.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will be on Fox. On Monday, Auburn will travel to Orlando to take on UCF. Coverage will begin at 5:30 p.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will be on ESPN+. In women's basketball, Auburn opened its season last night with an 82-41 win at home against South Carolina Upstate. The Tigers are back in action on Saturday at home against Samford. Coverage begins at 11:45 a.m. on 93.9 FM. Auburn swimming and diving finished second last week at the Auburn Fall Invitational. The Tigers will return to action December 16th through the 19th at the Auburn Diving Invitational. Auburn volleyball lost to Tennessee last Thursday in a straight set loss to finish its 2020 fall season. That's it for this week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Carter Bird, War Eagle.